Equity and resilience were the central themes at this year's Economic Summit. Attendees from across the state gathered to talk about how to solve key problems while also boosting the state's economy. Chair of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, James Gore, set the tone with his opening remarks.
The resources are not too scarce. They are, in fact, too diffuse and too fragmented. And that's your job, is to figure out how to leverage and partner and move forward.
The summit convened as the campfire laid waste to the Butte County town of Paradise. Reno Keone Franklin is the chairman of the Kshaya Band of Pomo Indians. He joined Supervisor Gore on the stage to remind the audience that recovery from recent and current disaster should be a priority in policy and economic plans.
This is the new norm, and I'm sorry to everybody in here. My people, having been here in Sonoma County for more than 12,500 years, we've always used fire. A fire didn't use us. And unfortunately, that has flipped in today's day and age. If I could all ask you for a moment of silence for those who we have lost in all the fires in our beautiful state this year.
One of the summit speakers, Anna Lugo, talked about how she helped raise millions of dollars for undocumented residents following last year's Sonoma County wildfires.
A couple of days after the fires, I was talking to a colleague and he said, you know, I think we need to think about how are we going to help the undocumented community. They won't be able to receive help from FEMA. And even if they were able to, if they had a child or a spouse who is a citizen and had a social security number, they still could be in danger. We talked about that and got together with a couple of other organizations and decided we would create something called UndocuFund, which to this date I believe has raised more than $6 million. Yeah.
Their efforts could serve as a model for how community members can step up when government agencies don't offer sufficient support.
It's really about seeing beyond the superficial divide, because every single thing that divides us is superficial, and making sure that we're there for one another. And we have many lessons that we can learn from the fires, and I am hopeful that we can address some of those so that we can be better off next time.
Another key topic of the summit was how to alleviate widespread economic disparity across the state. Pete Weber, who is the co-chair of the nonprofit California Forward, outlined the severity of this problem.
A recent survey commissioned by the James Irvine Foundation showed that 55% of Californians believe that they would be better off pursuing the American dream in other states. Little wonder when that same survey shows that 47% of all working Californians are struggling with poverty, meaning by that they are either under 250% of the poverty line, or they can't come up with $400 to cover an emergency expenditure.
Weber offered several ideas to reduce economic disparity, like improving community college graduation rates and investing more money in skilled worker training programs. Despite the challenges addressed at the summit, the overall tone was hopeful. Now, policymakers will return home to share what they've learned with their communities. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.